But then we'll hold the fort for you as we make. Only one answer. So not to be away by the
minister.
After the minister. If you
Before the committee now is
is a pressing by South African, sorry, South African Roses Association on promotion of artists. That is the business of the day now. We have this gentleman here in front of us. I would like him to introduce himself and thereafter get right into the briefing process. Thank you very much. Over to you.
Whenever you want to start, on your right hand side, there's a button, the silver button. Press the right hand side. Yeah.
Good morning, members of the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture. My name is Freddy Nyatela. I'm the president and founder of the South African Roses Association. The South African Roses Association was formed in 1992, mainly to empower young South Africans from the disadvantaged communities with technical and production skills to be sound technicians, lighting technicians, stage technicians, audiovisual technicians, production managers, stage managers, etc. Because you cannot develop the artistic side without the technical side. And then we, as especially black people, we were deprived of acquiring those skills. Especially black people were only made to be entertainers, actors, dancers, etc. While the technical and production side was made a white-only affair. So my background, personally, I started as a roadie with one of South Africa's top bands called Harare, and then also Sipho Hotstix, Mabuse's solo career. Whilst I was in this industry, I managed to see many imbalances in terms of the technical and production side of the arts. And in 1992, I came up with this idea of forming this association mainly to empower our people, meaning the black youth, with this technical and production skills. While we were still struggling to get support within our country, South Africa, we were knocking on many doors, including the doors of the Department of Arts and Culture. Unfortunately, we could not get support. And then we ended up looking for support outside of South Africa. And then we made that by first approaching the Irish people through their government aid agency called APSO. And then they welcomed us with open arms, and in 1996 they sent one of their industry experts called Keith Donald to come to South Africa on a fact-finding mission about the status of the South African music entertainment industry and how SARA, the South African Roses Association, can play a role. After his visit of 1 month, he came up with a report which had some recommendations, and one of those recommendations was like, for instance, a suitable trainer must be found in Ireland and sent to South Africa to train 20 of our youth in sound and stage production course that ran for 3 months for the first year in 1997, funded by the Irish. And then the second year, I mean, in 1997, I managed to attend a conference at Grahamstown on the benefits. The theme of the conference was the benefits of economic benefits of art and culture. There, I managed to meet with the advisor to the Director General in the Ministry of Education, Science and Culture of the Netherlands, of which I introduced myself and our association, and then I requested him that if he can help us to hook up with one of their leading promotion companies called Mojo Concert, which is one of the largest promotion companies in the world based in the Netherlands. They are the owners of the North Sea Jazz Festival and the Lowlands Festival in the Netherlands. Same year in December, in October, we received a fax from the Ministry of Education, Culture and Science of the Netherlands stating that Mojo Concert has welcomed our request. And then the following year, 1998, in March, they sent three of their production professionals to come to South Africa and conduct a one-month intensive production course. When I'm talking about production, I'm talking about the organizing part of events, putting an event together, from the logistics, etc. And from there, it was now the Irish and the Dutch, and then they were followed by the French. The French sending their lighting expert coming down to South Africa to teach and train our youth to acquire lighting skills, to be lighting technicians, designers, etc. And then also sending some of our youth to France to enhance their technical skills. And then it was also followed by, the French were followed by the Danish, of which we have healthy working relationship now on its 10th year with one of their largest annual music festival called Roskilde Festival. Roskilde Festival is one of the largest music festival in North Europe. And then we also have a working relationship with the Norwegian's biggest annual music festival called the Quad Festival. And then we also have a working relationship with the only African-American owned and run circus called Universal Circus. Every year we send, since from 2002, we're sending close to a maximum 30 of our youth to go and work and enhance their skills for 10 months, from January until October, enhancing their skills and also earning, of which most of them, when they come back, especially in the first year when the dollar was 10 to 1 to the rand, most of them, they managed to buy even houses for their parents. Some of them bought equipment of which they are also using to hire out and make a living for themselves, to hire it out to churches, weddings, seminars, parties, etc. As we're struggling to get support in our own country, even our international friends were like puzzled, because they will always ask me that, but why are you not getting support and the recognition you deserve in your own country, especially now that it's the new government and your own people? And then sometimes I'll tell them that for our people, especially black people, through the apartheid system, it was deliberately made that black people are excluded, like are deprived of information and knowledge about this sector, meaning the technical and production side. That's why you find that even during those days, venues in our own areas, meaning in black areas, when you go to a township hall, you'll find an empty hall in terms of the stage. There won't be any lighting system or PA system. But when you go to previously white areas, like you go to Durban City Hall, you'll find that there are a lighting rigs, sound system, different from where we come from our community. And the fact of the matter is that the technical side commands the power. That's why you find that even now, as black people, it's difficult for us to showcase or present our culture in our own areas because of lack of those skills and access to that equipment. So why I'm here is that I'm here to come and present about SARA so that the portfolio committee members can know about SARA and the importance of the technical and production side for the arts, and also to request for support from the committee, as we've been struggling to get support from the Department of Arts and Culture, whereby even year before last, we took them to the public protector, and the public protector intervened by calling both parties, and the public protector mediated between both parties, and he made the recommendation, and then after that, still, the Department of Arts and Culture didn't follow up on those recommendations. And then we also complained to the Office of the Deputy President. And then finally, last week Wednesday, we were called to a meeting by the Department of Arts and Culture, where we met with the acting DG, Mr. Victor Julius, and the Chief Director of Cultural Development, Mr. Tale Mutsepe. And then we were like surprised that they were cooperative and willing now to have a working partnership with SARA, because personally, wow. Mr. Julius also confirmed that SARA is unique and there is no organization or people that are doing what SARA is doing in South Africa. The fact of the matter is that the South African Roadies Association is the only organization that is empowering the youth with technical and production skills in the live events industry, not only in South Africa, but the whole continent. And then if SARA can get the support that it deserves, a lot of employment can be created looking at the conferences that have been held in South Africa, boardrooms in companies, even here in Parliament, because you need audiovisual technicians to operate those projectors, to set up those screens. Then now comes 2010, there'll be theme parks. We need technicians that will be setting up those screens, operating those sound equipment. Even with politicians, when they have political rallies, they need a roadie to set up those stage, to set up that microphone, so that the politicians can be heard across to the masses. And then even in churches, you need a roadie to set up that microphone. So this industry is broad and big. That's why you find now even 99% of equipment hire companies in terms of stage, sound, audio visuals are owned by white people. And then that's why you find even now the people who are still benefiting in terms of government events are white companies who are still against the transformation of this industry and also giving the black youth an opportunity even for on-the-job training. And then we find it strange that our youth can be given such opportunity for on-the-job training outside South Africa. But in their own country, they struggle to get this opportunity, even in government-sponsored events. Like the very same thing, even here in Cape Town, when there are big events, the youth from the township, from Kukuletu, etc., are not given the opportunity to participate, especially on the technical and production side. The black youth are only driven to be equipment potters, not to be technicians or lighting desk operators, sound desk operators. That's why even if you go to this big event, people who are behind the mixing desk, people who are operating the sound lighting desk, are white people. And then when are we going to support that black youth given the opportunity to acquire this these skills, of which I'm talking about skills that are marketable, valuable, and exportable. Skills that can make one work anywhere in the world. Skills that can not make one only be a job seeker, but also to create employment for himself. So that note is that I'm here to ask, to request for the support of the portfolio committee. And then the other thing is that we managed in 2003 to get funding after a struggle from the National Lottery Board, and then we managed to buy a building in Newtown near the Market Theater, where we are busy trying to set up an Institute of Sound, Lighting and Stage, of which it will be the first of its kind in the whole continent. But when you go to international countries like Denmark, Norway, Ireland, they have this kind of institution. And then that's why I also brought these two copies of international trade industry magazines, of which you cannot get in South Africa, even in the bookshelves like CNA. Fortunately, through our relationship with our international friends, they, especially the editors of both these magazines, of which they are from the UK, every month they are sending us this, their publications for free of charge. This one is Audience Magazine for International Contemporary Live Music Industry. And the other one is Total Production International Live Event Design and Technology. And then when you go through this publication, they will also give you an insight how important is this industry in terms of job creation, etc., etc. Poverty eradication, skills development, etc. I think that's it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nyatela, for an elaborate presentation. I didn't want to disturb members by pointing them to the presentation document that you were given, so that as you were speaking, you run the pages, as you were mentioning, the facts and issues. Well, there it is. There it is, members. When you interact with the presentation, I recognize Mera Motive, Peter, and Defensa, in that order, please.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, Mr. Nyatela, for your sound presentation. I was actually following and also looking at the summary that has been provided to us, but I think I just have one question. I don't know whether I can make it just into two questions. And one, really appreciate the fact that, you know, the objective of this is also to, you know, provide employment and eliminate poverty, which is our main objective. My question, Chairperson, lies on the financial statement, because I think
are we on the road?
Whilst I've already indicated that we, I think, we do understand the objective, which we fully agree with. One would be actually interested to know about, you know, the finance, the audited financial statement for 2016, but it says 2005 audited and 2006 unaudited statement. And we believe that, you know, for you to be able to fund each and every organization, it is based on the fact that, you know, they have been able to utilize their funds in a way that will recommend that they are being funded again. So if I can just maybe get a clarity on 2006 and what is the statement.
Yeah.
The 2006 financial statements are still with our auditor. That's why in that document we have annexed the unaudited financial statement.
I think you have the photo.
So I brought the whole copy that has the annex. So in the full document, we have the 2005 audited financial statement, and then the unaudited 2006, because they are still with our auditor. Maybe in 3 weeks or so, they'll be done by then.
I can say 98%
of our support has been coming from our international friends. Here at home, it's been a struggle to get support. The only major support that we got within South Africa was from the National Lottery for the purchase of our building.
Any specific fund,
meaning international?
Yeah.
Internationally, the French were and the Universal Second in the USA, and the French Universal Circus in the USA, and then recently we got funding from a private foundation, a family foundation called the Reed Foundation, but it was for equipment purchase. But in terms of our administration cost, since we were formed, we have never received funds for our administration costs. That's why after our meeting with the department and the public protector, the Department of Arts and Culture requested that we submit a 3-year plan, because they don't want to find us in peace. That's when we came up with this document that was submitted to them in June last year, and then they didn't make any follow-up or act upon it. And then we have just submitted it again last week. In our meeting last week, Wednesday.
Okay.
because what we were requesting with from the department, it was just a boost, just a 3-year funding that will help Sarah work towards self-sustainability, because we're also working on increasing our equipment inventory so that we can use it for on-the-job training and also hire it out whoever wants to make events, and then those funds will make the organization to be self-sustainable.
Can we get Peter?
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to find out who makes up Sarah's who are the people who
like
visited, whether it's the private person, and I can see what was the recommendation of the public office. And the beneficiaries, where do they come from? Who are these people? Whether these are not just people from the public, or do we have among them people from all the provinces or some of the provinces? And this testing, isn't the events and technical testing, this is the one that you're supposed to be dealing with on behalf of the department?
We were supposed to
be the relevant.
No.
Yeah, I think it's a good answer. I think that in Nigeria they say you are withdrawn and soft spoken. I don't find you withdrawn and soft spoken.
That's what people are saying about us. The South African Roads Association is a non-profit making organization. It's a membership-driven organization with the board of trustees. And management structure that includes myself and...
Sorry, Mr. Nyandela, is that thing not working?
That's what they say.
Well,
yeah, I think that was the infrastructure.
Yes, you know, it could have been assisting us. When you ask the question, it gets reflected there, because in the what's name in the document, I think I saw something of that nature. So it always assists when we speak on a slide, and that slide is reflected there. That's why we have this thing. Okay, whilst we're waiting for technicians to tune them up, let's carry on with the responses to the question.
Like I said, the South African Roads Association is a registered non-profit making organization, membership driven, with the board of trustees and a management structure with 7 people, including myself. And then, as I said, that SARA is the only organization doing what it's doing. We have students that come from all coming down to Johannesburg, because we are based in Johannesburg, in Newtown, and coming to learn. A lot of those who are benefiting from SARA are especially the youth from the disadvantaged communities, and the large membership of SARA is the black youth, because not because SARA discriminates from white youth, it's because the white youth got the opportunity to learn the doctor's problem, to have access to this equipment, because their fathers and sisters, they are owning these companies, and then anytime they have access to this, that's why they don't see any need to come and be part of SARA. That's why we needed support. If we were getting the support that we were looking for, by now we should be having a similar structure in 9 provinces. That's why you find even now we about 3 months back, we have to go to Northwest to run a 3-month technical production course. And then we're looking at also having this similar structure. This is what even the DPT minister was saying to me recently, that she'll be having some individuals, especially Eastern Cape and Northwest, whereby she'd like me to accompany her so that I can also brief people in those areas about Sarah's work.
Thank you, sir. I want to say that I'm very much impressed. And I think these imbalances are still there, and your role in trying to address them through technical and professional skills is definitely going to be there. Your coming here is very, very opportune. My question. We are in an association. Why do you prefer to come along here? That is my question. Thank you.
If I could augment this question so that we can be more in depth in your answer, your organizational chart. It has got a number of blocks. If you could repeat the presentation, is not number. The pages are not numbered. This is what I'm referring to.
The fourth page.
The fourth page. Yeah. If you can just talk to that and reflect on your staff complement. If you are talking, I'm sorry, it's going to explain the association, the company, or the nature of this monster that we're talking to now, and then how many people are driving it, and what compartments of responsibility are they occupying, if we could just outline on that. Do you want it? In addition to that, okay?
I
for a number of meetings. Mr. Oppenheim?
Thank you, Chair. Can I ask the question?
Yeah, please. I'm worried that some of the settlers.
Chairperson, I would like to know the kind of financial support that the organization has received up to now, so that we can have an idea.
Whether that was part of sustainability.
Just to get an idea here.
Yeah.
And do the students get full accreditation after training? And were reasons given by the department for the unwillingness to support you? What were the reasons? Thank you.
Prince, can you hold on you? I'm worried because the material is alone here, and I don't want other questions. Immediately after you have responded to this question,
the first line was, why am I? The first one was that, why am I alone here? It is because of lack of funds that I managed to come here alone. I would like to come with some of my colleagues. Even now, my visit here was sponsored by meaning accommodation and a ticket was paid by another company based in Johannesburg that sells equipment, Tedco. They paid for my ticket and accommodation. Even the secretary can recall even when I got this invitation, I even asked if I can get help in terms of the committee paying for me to come down. Unfortunately, they couldn't. Yeah, sure. And like for instance, the other one is that Sarah has the board of trustees. The chairman of the board of trustees is Mr. Mtutu Zuzeli Machoba, and then we have Eugene Gwani, former player. We've got Makosonke Mrubata, who's the brother of McCoy and Mrubata. We had the late Mom Sophie, of which we're working on a replacement, Mom Sophie Mprina. And then we had Sipo Hotstix Mabuse, who resigned 2 years back because he said he had a lot of commitments and then he couldn't be able to attend the board meeting. And then we have Siponkosi, who is a lecturer at Vista University in Soweto. And we have now working on, because we have requested Yvonne Chakachaka to come and be part of the board, of which she has agreed. We just waiting to formalize it. And then the board of trustees' responsibility at SARA, they are not involved in the day-to-day running of the association. They oversee that things are done properly, and they're also like the ones who sign for the finances in terms of audited financial statements to use that finance. Management Committee, of which is the General Secretary of SARA, Khomotso Molokwe, and then we have two bookkeepers with one outside accountant who comes after 3 months, and then we have auditors, the Tole Institute auditors, and so far we have 10 years of financial audited statements, and that's how that has been running.
Just to be clear, when I think it comes back to the why are you an association, because if yourself as the president, you are full time, your general secretary and two bookkeepers, and if you talk about I don't know whether they form part of the staff complement or whatever.
No, sorry. And then it's quite my apologies. We are 7 in the for the training as a director, and then we have 2 on the admin and the operations manager Bongo Mapiti, and then the trainers are on like. They are not like permanent per se, because they only get paid when we get funds from Medsita, because the association is also accredited under Medsita, and then we get also training funds from Medsita. Like the first fund that we got from Mexico was last year for a 6-month technical production a training course that ended in May. And then we just submitted other applications for another training course.
My apologies, welcome, Gosi Bia. We would like, I think the committee would like to understand the organogram of this company, of this organization. If you are talking about an organization,
yes.
I know in an organization there's a chairperson, there's a deputy chairperson, there's a secretary, deputy secretary, but in this case, it comes back to what honorable member Lefeto was asking. If you are an association, how do you become, therefore, a funded company as an association? How do you operationalize yourself as an association? Now, if we can just get a picture of that organogram, I'm sure other questions are going to follow in that order.
If we are an association,
you are an association.
Yes, South African Polish.
From the chair, my understanding of an association would have a president, deputy president, secretary, assistant secretary, or deputy secretary, treasurer, and all the other office bearers. But you are a sort of a company association.
I won't say that we are a
company. You are an association.
Yeah, a non-profit making association. Is that non-profit making association? And the other thing that
your membership, are they your beneficiaries? You know, when you are an association, you've got membership.
That's it.
When you are a company or a project, you've got beneficiaries. What
Honorable Maluleka was asking. Sure. Now that is where now this confusion is. So,
we are an association. Of the membership is from the people that have been trained. The beneficiaries, the youth that have been trained by SARA, of which some of them, and then when you join SARA, you only pay a joining fee of 50 rand per year, and then that's what you pay, and then you get the training, everything for free. And then we are not they are not paying anything than that 50 rand joining fee. And then the other thing that is made, I understand your question in terms of like an association as a secretary, treasurer, etc. And the other thing that has made things difficult for us, it was lack of support. Because, like for instance, even now for myself, I've got close to 4 months not earning a cent out of because of lack of funds. And then lot of people, they could not stand that of working and not getting paid. Like I said, that is being a long, hard road. They did recognize the association, but it was difficult. It was difficult for them to give us the funds. And then what the reason that they said during the mediation of the public protector was that they don't want to fund SARA in bids. That's why they said we must come up with a 3-year plan. And then they also said that the other reason was that there was a lack of communication from their side, of which they'll work on it. And then from our side, from our experience in dealing with them, what we saw the reason in them not giving us support, it was there were people in higher places, especially from the deputy DG and the DG, who were just, especially I can say the deputy director general, who were just like people had jealousies and animosities against, because that's the only reason we could find when we look at things. Because first of all, we managed to create this international relationship without the department support, while the department has an international section. And then we've been busy all these years requesting the very same department and this section to help us to so that our youth can also benefit from this bilateral agreement that are being signed by our government and outside government. And because funny enough, through this bilateral agreement, the other sectors are benefiting, including musicians, actors, etc. But the technical, the youth who are on the technical and production side, especially the black youth, are not benefiting out of this bilateral agreement. And then that's why we were also asking the department to also look at that area also, because that will also give our youth opportunities to enhance their skills.
Remember, Maluleke, I know your recommendations
of the public protector were not responded to. Add on to that one then.
Yeah, it's the meeting that
was also to come on that one. Like, surprisingly, on Wednesday, and then this is also what I said in that meeting, that it was the first time since we have started a meeting with the department that the meeting was so positive, because the meeting opened by and chaired by the deputy, meaning acting DG, and then also the deputy DG, Mr. Victor Julius. It was positive. Firstly, he opened the meeting by giving us the report back that they were called to the deputy president's office and asked about what's happening between them and our association. And then also that 3 weeks back, they got a letter from the public protector requesting for a progress report about what have transpired since the public protector came out with the report and the recommendation. And then they told us that they haven't yet responded to the public protector's letter, because so far up to now nothing has been done in terms of the public protector's recommendation. So the way forward was that Mr. Julia said, no, it's true that SARA is unique, it's the only organization doing what it's doing in South Africa. They had to work with SARA, so the department is willing to have a partnership with SARA. And then what will happen is that next week the chief director of cultural development, Dale Motsepe, and other government officials, maybe Glenn Masukwani and Dr. Sibile Dilika, will come down to SARA House so that we can have a strategic technical workshop to work on all SARA's needs, budget, and work on the partnership document. And then that was the
Thank you very much. Mambombo, did you have a recommendation for the public?
In the recommendation, the department admitted that they were not communicating with us in a right way, because even if when we have sent proposals to the department, they wouldn't respond to And the other thing that made us to finally take the department to so that we can maybe understand why we finally went to the public protest. It was that in 2003, we requested for the department to fund for 16 return air tickets for 16 of our students to go to Atlanta to talk with and work with Universal Circus in the USA, as Universal Circus is covering all the other expenses, including wages. But they have requested that we, as SARA, we meaning cover only for the travel costs from South Africa to Atlanta for the students. And then we requested that funding for 16 return tickets from the department. And then I was communicating with Dale Musete, and then they were promising but not giving anything in writing. And the only written document letter that we got from them stated that no, the department wants to know whether this project is still on, or and then because they are worried that whether the students will leave on time. And then we thought also that no, they are willing to fund it. And then finally, when the travel arrangements were confirmed with the Americans, and we submitted it to them, and then Dale Musete asked us that we must ask the travel agent to send them the code and the conditions of payment. And the travel agent did that, and then I sent it to him. And then on the last day, when the students were supposed to leave, their flight was at 8:20, and then I only got a call at 2:30 from Norwich Joburg, from the department, saying, "Hey, Rafrendi, hey, sorry, the department says they cannot fund for the station." And then that's what happened. And then fortunately, because we had a working relationship with the travel agent, the following day he issued those 16 tickets, and then the students left. And then it was a hell year before last, and then we had to pay the travel agent. We made an arrangement to pay him like $10,000 a month, and then obviously.
I think honorable members, what the big challenge was is that after a long struggle of creating channels of communication between the association and the department, the public protector stepped in, resulting in a situation where the department and the association met as recent as yesterday, after Wednesday. Through the recommendations made by the public protector, whatever they were, relations between the association and the department were cordial. For the first time, discussions were mutual, and in their way forward, there are plans with time frame, plans of activity, of activities with time frame. By next week, it means that the association and the department are going to come together to map out some strategic issues and aspects relating to how they should assist each charter. Given that kind of a scenario then, as the portfolio committee, ours is to just deprive you to that information relating to your meeting last week on Wednesday and the recommendations of the public protector, and wait for the pending meeting between you and the department. We play a wait and see. And then whenever we observe as a portfolio committee that the current cordial relations have soured once again, then on the basis of this understanding and on the basis of the minutes, I'm sure the department will assist us in getting us the minutes of your meeting on Wednesday. Yeah, then we will be able to pronounce on this matter. Otherwise, as of now, my view from the chair is that things are still on track. But we must say that, as members have said, that this is a unique initiative, and at least we would like to see progress in it as a portfolio committee. Members, I don't know whether I'm talking for you. If I've talked out of line, please bring me back to line.
Any hands?
Thank you very much. I agree with your recommendation. Thank you. I think that the committee is welcome to reach you at the presentation now. And we hope that you will be able to create employment and address poverty in our nation. And we hope that you will be able to advance technical skills to our youth. Thank you.
Fine. So it seems at the moment there is something happening between the department and so if we approach the department, I'll give us the best, you know, we are actually talking to Sarah and we are, you know, busy trying to find some point of cooperation. So I think it is important to establish that. So that must be a correct matter of the opinion that we are able to assist them. If they are talking about the issue to us, you're right. I think we will wait when there are some blockages and, you know, anything that will need your assistance when blocked out. I think that would be the time when it comes.
Okay. Okay. Any other comments?
No, I do agree with that because I also informed them, the department, including my name is Mr. Victor Julius and the deputy minister that was coming to meet with the committee members. And then also I could not cancel this for me to come over here because of what because I thought it was not only for our issues with the department but also to make the committee aware of this sector, the important role the technical and production side can play in terms of skill development. development, job creation, poverty eradication, etc. And also so that even if there are any like legislation that is needed in terms of this sector, of which as far as we still we are sure that a lot of work needs still needs to be done in terms of this sector, in terms of legislation, etc. We like the community to assist also in that regard. For instance, still in our sector, there are no standards in terms of health and safety, pay scales, etc., etc. You find the very same companies, meaning when they need a workforce, they go to the corners and pick up people in the corners and then let them work to push the boxes and carry and just give them 20 rand or 50 rand. And then they know where they can complain. They show training or development for those people, etc. That's one of the reasons why SARA was formed.
Okay, Mr. Nyadela, thank you very much. Can you switch off your mic so I don't remember Peter? I think some of the issues that you are mentioning are of technical and administrative nature, and they are going to be dealt with in a meeting that will be with the department. Safe to say that as the committee, we are happy that we've met you. Now we've registered the association as one of those organizations that are making an impact in so far as lifting our cultural and technical expertise in our society. So we will in fact, even if you don't come back, we will go to the department and check where is that flower, what happened to that thing you regarded as a monster, and you later found out that it was something good for the nation. That is what the portfolio committee is doing. I must say that I'm sure the portfolio committee has noted your emphasis on the black youth, whilst that reality cannot be run away from, whilst we as the nation cannot run away from that reality. Of a need for balanced skills, we must bear in mind that we are busy building an unracial society. So your membership should be open to other races as well. I think you need to look into that. But I am sure you are now aware of aspects and issues that the committee is interested in your organization and in how you should operate as an organization or as an association. I'm sure this will give you very good ammunition for the meeting that you'll be holding with the department. Thank you very much, Mr. Nyadela.
I'm sorry, I know because you may encounter problems in the future. All the people at the top there are from Croatia. So I think once you've established your provinces, try to get people from other provinces as well. So I think this is the best. So now it may not be a problem, but once provinces have established their own provincial association, they're going to question it.
Honorable Member, thank you very much. I think, thank you very much, Mr. Nyatela. It's been a long road, but you are ultimately there. With us having no other matter on the agenda or our program, I think it was the only matter that we had. And the portfolio committee is therefore adjourned.